Thanks to the publication Latin Life Denver for the tip on what was a huge celebration of community development in Denver, right here in Denver, Colorado. Some great stories were brought to life by the awards they recently gave out. We'll get to those in a second. But the sponsoring organization for this event is NewsEd, a community development corporation that's been around Denver for a long time. And we welcome their director of development, Andrea Barella, to KUVO Studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You have to...
This is the calmest I've seen you. I usually run into Andrea at Cinco de Mayo, you know.
She's got clipboard, walkie-talkie.
Things are jumping.
Well, welcome to the laid-back morning show on Denver's radio landscape. Good to have you with us. Introduce us to NewsEd and what you do there.
Okay. Well, so NewsEd Community Development Corporation, as you mentioned, has been around 41 years. This year we celebrate our 41st year, and so our mission is to promote and develop economic housing, arts and cultural and community programs that increase income and education levels and political engagements of Denver area residents. And so, you know, when we talk about community development, that can mean a whole lot of different things, but what we do specifically is really two-part. Back when CDCs were started, they were built to be economic bases in poor communities. And so...
Okay, the community development corporations, yeah, you're talking about.
Right, right. And yeah. And back then, you know, that was started by the Kennedys, CDCs. And those early CDCs had direct links to the federal government. Now, NewsEd doesn't have a direct link to the federal government.
Right, right.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, just like everyone is on the Colorado Gives Day. But... what we do is, in those early years, we were doing a lot of retail and commercial economic development for the Santa Fe Drive commercial corridor. We did a lot of streetscaping redevelopment. We built two shopping centers. Well, excuse me, really four centers and two parking lots. And, you know, they still stand today.
Because it's about jobs.
Right. It's about jobs. And back then it was about, you know, eliminating blight and getting people to return to the community and getting services back into the community, into the Loma Lincoln Park neighborhood. And so today, while we still do those things, what we do focus on is still development. We build affordable rental housing communities. We have five of those. We have two in development for the next coming years. One that will be right on Santa Fe Drive, right next to our offices, in fact, a 92-unit development. And we also... we do affordable housing. So we do the gamut. You know, we counsel people. We give them first-time home buyer counseling, foreclosure counseling. We do twice-monthly workshops for people who are trying to become CHAFA certified to buy their first home. We provide down payment assistance.
Wow, you can't overestimate how important home ownership is.
Oh, yes.
In building sort of an economic base to stand on.
It's very important to build strong communities, to get people their nest eggs so that they have that asset in their families, to get people out of that cycle of just being renters to being buyers and doing it the right way. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. We got into this horrible mess a few years ago with the recession because people were getting into home ownership when they should not have been. And so our mission is to counsel them so that they get there properly. And then we also have a business development services. Last year we opened up Denver's first retail incubator program called The Zone, and that's down on 725 Santa Fe Drive. So we encourage people for your shopping season to get a unique gift that would support a small business. Come on down. We're open every weekend.
Shop local.
Absolutely. Small business, support small business.
Andrea Barella is development director with NewsEd. Mm-hmm. They're a community development corporation. They've been around for 41 years, but I'm kind of just learning about them. You had a huge award ceremony in November where you honored Freddie Rodriguez Sr. You know him.
Yeah.
Yolanda Ortega, we know her as one of the co-hosts of Canción Mexicana, and the retiring vice president of student affairs at Metro State University in Denver. Yes. Who else? Rudy Gonzalez from Servicios de la Raza.
Debbie Ortega,
city councilwoman. Angela Williams, state representative. Mm-hmm. My goodness, you had the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, organizational awardee. As well.
Yeah, and that's our annual gala. It's called the Civil Rights Awards. This year it was our 23rd year. And yeah, it's definitely a beloved community event. We get around 500 to 600 people every year that attend. And you know, we like to honor folks that have or are currently working in the civil rights, you know, social justice movement. People that are really working for equality and have done so their career, and organizations as well, not just individuals. So you mentioned CIRC. Yeah, we definitely honored their work. Last year we did Food Justice, so we honored a Grow House and Denver Urban Gardens, those people that are working in, you know, food desert areas. So we definitely have a variety of folks that we honor each year, around six groups.
Juanita Chacon, co-founded Latinas First, and a real estate broker. Yeah. Andrea Borella from Newshead, tell us about Luminarias de Santa Fe Drive, because that's a big community event.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yeah. Actually, we haven't done Luminarias for a couple of years, and now we're sort of resurrecting it and bringing it back. We have a lot more community support this year. I want to thank our sponsor this year, Mission Yogurt and Santa Fe Drive Maintenance Districts A and B. So they have been a great support, and I'd like to thank KUVO for letting me talk about it today. But it's going to be a great event. Basically, we're lining Santa Fe Drive between 6th Avenue on up to 11th Avenue with hundreds of Luminaria lights. And if you know what Luminaria are, those are
welcome
those
to Colorado. Yeah. This is a Colorado thing.
This is totally a Colorado thing. Well, Luminarias are those little bags that have lights in them. You see them in Santa Fe, New Mexico a lot. Yeah. Like if you go down there during the holidays, they're everywhere. And, you know, even some of the shops right now on Santa Fe Drive have Luminarias up. I have some at my house.
Okay, great.
But basically, we're making an event out of it. It's going to be on the 12th of December, which is this Friday. Mm-hmm. So that's second Friday. We don't normally do it first Friday because it's, you know, there's a lot going on first Friday with the parade and everything. So, but we're also going to have a Santa Claus, a roaming Santa Claus giving out candy canes. We're going to have Bryant Webster, Juvenil Mariachi kids out there playing their instruments. We're going to have, hopefully the Aztec dancers are going to make an appearance. We're going to have West High School carolers. So it's like a fun, you know, festive holiday thing. You know, come down, see the beautiful art on Santa Fe Drive. The galleries are going to be open, of course. There's going to be, we're going to have hot chocolate. It's going to be fun. So definitely come out.
Newshead about building up the community at the grassroots. That's Friday night, 5 to 9, between 6th and 11th. Angela Borella from Newshead, the website newshead.org, just like it sounds.
Yes. We have a donation link on our website as well. So, and there's information about Luminarias at newshead.org. So thank you.
Excellent.